All right, let's switch topics here for a moment because women, obviously, not only are they taking care of their aging parents, but they're probably taking care of their own kids and grandkids in many cases. So what do you think makes for financially healthy children?
That's a great question. And having gone through raising three children, I have a little bit of perspective.
Again, personal experience is always helpful.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of it I've learned from talking to American families. Mm-hmm. You know, when I go in to consult, I learn from them as they speak. Here's the first thing I would tell you to raise financially fit children. Number one, be transparent. And we're not. We have a tendency to just make decisions on behalf of our kids. It doesn't give them the opportunity to actually learn by example. So instead, when you're at the market and you're holding a box of, you know, Triscuits in your hand, and in your other hand you've got these new hip Parmesan crisp, homemade, handmade at the local bakery crackers, and one's, you know, $2.10 and the other one's $7.99, have a conversation. This is what I'm thinking. Normally we get these, we've got your dad's boss and his family coming over for dinner tonight. I'm thinking I might do it. Be transparent. Teach by real life examples. Your kid comes to you and says, oh, I want to go to camp this summer. So you start to do research on camps and you've kind of narrowed it down to two or three, and the kid's looking at all three going, oh, you know, I'm really excited. I want to do these. Have a conversation. Well, we can send you to the 2-week horse camp, but it's going to cost about this much, or we could send you to the 3-week Boy Scout camp, and it'll cost half as much. You know, what are you thinking about, what you want from your experiences? And just have a conversation so they start to learn. The younger they learn, like anything else in life, the stronger they'll be as they age. Mm.